Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a great idea. I am here live with you, with Manny, and we are just awaiting the touch of your little hand, the smile of your little face, or more appropriately, your phone call, 855-99-37569. Baltimore has got an interesting kind of pitch today. They're saying, okay, if you want to riot, stay home, but if you want to clean up, and apparently lots of people have turned out to clean up the city, which I think is a great idea, that sometimes, you know, we forget that the people who are making the noise and breaking the windows and stealing the stuff are a relatively small number of people. Now, I agree that there tends to be kind of, we were talking last week about contagion and baby contagion, and the idea that if all your friends are getting married or having babies, that it tends to be a virulent idea that spreads quickly. And there, I mean, that's what the term mob mentality refers to, is that one, that people in a group will behave differently than any of them might behave, or at least most of them might behave independently. And there really is that sense of, well, if everybody else is doing this, maybe it's okay for me to do it, knowing very well it's not okay for you to do it. But quite often the aftermath is people shaking their heads and their fingers and saying, how could this happen? But, you know, I think Baltimore's approach is really, to my knowledge, it's the first time that something has happened on this level. I mean, there are people who go out and inspect the damage the next day, certainly shop owners. But the widespread approach that says, okay, let's show that this isn't who we are. Let's get out and all of us get out and clean up and help. And to my knowledge, I don't remember something like that ever happening before. Fortunately, we don't have all that many riots in this country. We have peaceful demonstrations to a large extent, and it's one of the certainly the strengths of this country is that people can get together peaceably and behave. That the mob mentality doesn't necessarily lead to violence. It can lead to perhaps raised voices and passion, but not necessarily violence. But to my knowledge, this is the first time I can remember an entire city saying, okay, everybody should come out and help clean up. And people doing it, apparently. So it's a shame that it has to happen. But given that the riots did happen, the idea that people as a whole would come out and say, this isn't who we are. This isn't how we want to be thought of. This isn't how we want people to think of our city, so, or our state. So, good luck, Baltimore. Not sure I'm going to... I actually, after Katrina, since I was born in New Orleans, wanted to go down to New Orleans over Christmas and help out. But one of the things that you forget about when there's a national disaster is that the infrastructure quite often isn't in place to be able to plug people in very readily. And certainly Katrina and the riot in Baltimore last night are not of the same degree and didn't affect the same number of people in the same kind of way. And one was certainly man-made and the other was not. But still, it's amazing how... And it's a shame because I think people's sense of wanting to help is probably most intense right after the event, which certainly makes some sense. And quite often, it's just that they're just not any particular way of dealing with it at that moment. So, anyway, 855-99-37569 is the way to get in touch with me today and any particular day to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of what we're talking about around here. That the whole point of the program is really to problem solve for y'all, and whatever your particular issue is the one that we will focus on for that amount of time. And as you know, we also have Facebook, where people can get in touch about issues that that have come up. Sometimes they're national, sometimes they're individual, sometimes they're articles that have caught our either Manny's or my attention. And also an opportunity, you can also send emails to me that way. But more and more understand that it's always kind of a trade-off. Sending me 13 pages of email is probably not productive because Manny just won't go through it. But sending me one sentence with a complicated problem leaves a lot to be assumed. And as you know, assumptions are not very useful. So the more information, and if what when you're starting to write your email to me, you say, "Gee, I don't think she's really going to get it," pick up the phone and call me. All right, that's certainly the easiest way to deal with it. All righty, we have another study about sleep. Sleep seems to be a very controversial subject these days. We talked yesterday about the fact that rich people sleep more than poor people, and one of the assumptions that the article made is that that poor people have more jobs and so they have less time available to sleep. What Manny and I sort of figured out is if you're worried about money, that it may be harder to get yourself to sleep because it doesn't actually talk about the quality of sleep or how what time you get to bed. It's just talking about the actual hours of sleep. They're saying that rich people sleep more than 6 hours and poor people sleep less than 6 hours, 6 hours being the cutoff. It's also, they've done this mostly with fruit flies. I don't know about the overlap, to be quite honest, between fruit flies and me. But nevertheless, what they're talking about is that additional sleep helps memory. That sleep basically is the when we talk about knitting up the raveled coils, what we're talking about is sleep being able to basically withstand neurological assault. And neurological assault is, I mean, obviously, when we're talking about neurology, we're talking about your brain. So so they worked with fruit flies. One of the reasons people work with fruit flies is that they can essentially, they're not really clones, but they're essentially identical. And you can get a generation of flies that are essentially have exactly the same DNA. And so what they did was disable a gene critical to memory. And I mean, how you figure out whether a fruit fly is paying much attention or not, a little hard for me to figure out. It said that basically if the fly slept more, that the disabling of the particular gene was less traumatic. They're saying they work with fruit flies because their brain feature mechanisms for sleep control are highly similar to what the human brain uses. I don't know. Some of these studies, and look, I did some of these studies. I didn't work on fruit flies. I worked usually on either undergraduates or mice. Use mice for the same reason you use fruit flies is that you can essentially have identical makeups. Use undergraduates because they're available and cheap. I know, how rude is that? So, 855-993-7569. I mean, every study that's been done suggests that within certain limits, that the more sleep you get, the better off you're going to be. All right? The idea being that there is probably, that one of the things that we have to be a little careful about is that that too much sleep, that if you're sleeping all the time, especially if you're sleeping when other people are awake and awake when other people are sleeping, can be a tip-off to depression, and people need to be aware of that. But I'm sure most of you are. I mean, it's not a new finding. This thing with fruit flies is a little bit, but it's mostly because fruit flies, and if you think about it, I mean, I've talked about the study before. There was a lot of study done on sleep, especially with Japanese right after World War II. That's there are people that really headed up the studies because they really were moving into a 24-hour economy after World War II. But the idea being that too much sleep is not nearly as devastating as too little, but it can make you a little groggy. But if you think you slept 8 hours, you're going to do just fine. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's kind of weird. We were talking about fluoride yesterday because I had said that I lived in Denver, and there was a referendum about putting fluoride in the water, and it was hugely controversial. And somebody finally measured the natural fluoride and found out that there was actually more fluoride in the water naturally than they were talking about adding. So, but there's a story today that they're calling for less fluoride in tap water. And the reason that they're doing it is for exactly the reason that 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 I knew that there was fluoride in the water is that you get white spots on your teeth, which I actually have. And they're very strong, and I have very little cavities, very few cavities. I think I only have two. I have little funny-looking teeth. My mother had beautiful teeth. She still has beautiful teeth, but they were very soft. She had a huge number of cavities. She has a bridge and whatever. I have funny-looking little tiny teeth. I mean, they're not that horrible. I don't look like a little mouse or something. But they're strong, but they're spotty. So the idea is that they've been adding fluoride to water for about 50 years because they're saying it prevents tooth decay. 70 years ago, they discovered that people whose drinking water naturally had fluoride had fewer cavities. Grand Rapids, Michigan was the first city to add fluoride to its drinking water in 1945, which would be 70 years ago. 6 years later, a study found a dramatic decline in tooth decay among kids. So then they ordered it water fluoridated. 75% of Americans get fluoridated water. It's still somewhat controversial, but now they've decided, and for a while, since 1962, there were different recommendations about warmer climates as opposed to cooler climates. The idea being if you drink a lot of water because it was hot, that you had 0.7 milligrams per liter of fluoride added. In cooler climates where people drink less water, it was almost double that. It's 1.2 milligrams, and then they've now decided that people drink the same amount of water regardless of where they are. So they're not doing that. It's one of the interesting questions that I would have is since so many people are drinking bottled water these days, I wonder, and obviously bottled water is not fluoridated. I would assume it's not. Doesn't say it is. What they're saying now is that the amount of fluoride in water is okay, but you shouldn't use fluoride toothpaste for kids under 2, and only a little tiny bit of fluoride toothpaste for kids 2 to 6, and don't use fluoride mouthwash. In other words, just don't overdose on it, which seems kind of sensible. All right, I was talking earlier about contagion and about mob mentality, but we had the story that we did earlier this week. I guess it was last week, because it was Trevor. And we were talking about the contagion of your friends getting married and having kids, and he gave kind of a nervous laugh. I think he's not quite ready. So I could hear the nerves more than the laugh. All right, so we asked, what behaviors do you think are contagious? Can you think of any behaviors that you think are contagious, Manny?
I can think of a few, but I don't want to say them because they're on the some of the responses, so I don't want to kind of spoil the...
You don't want to step on somebody else's line?
Right, exactly.
All right, I'm just trying to think. All right, what other... All right, so since I have no idea what the responses are, I can sort of... let's see. We already mentioned marriage and we mentioned babies. I think divorce that can be contagious. If somebody in the group, especially if everybody thinks they have a good marriage, gets divorced, I think that that other people sort of begin evaluating their own marriages. So I think divorce can be contagious. Obviously we have a negative example, both I guess a negative and a positive example in Baltimore. That over the last night that we had rioting behavior, which I think can be contagious, rioting and looting. And today we have cleanup behavior, which I think may also be able to be contagious. And smoking behavior, monkey see, monkey do. If everybody in your group is smoking, I think drug use can be, drinking can be. I suppose that any behavior, that's what we mean by peer pressure, is that it somehow, that if someone in your group or several people in a group that feel strong enough, with whom you feel enough association, begins doing a behavior, it becomes more difficult for you to resist that behavior. So I suppose the issue is that any behavior can be contagious in some ways, except good manners. I think good manners can be contagious. That's what it says on the subway. Good manners are contagious.
This is true.
So are flu germs, I guess. All right, let's see what people say.
All right, we'll start with Annabella, and Annabella actually says one of the ones that I was going to say. She says yawning. She says
that's a good one. That's a very good one.
She says I swear it's more contagious than a cold, and I think she's 100% right. I mean, it's whenever you're sitting in a room with someone or sitting at the dinner table and somebody yawns, it just something just triggers and you for whatever reason, yawn yourself. It's crazy.
I think that's a very excellent one. Yeah, and there is some, and what you do when you yawn, just in case you care, which probably no one does, is you liberate surfactant.
Yeah.
So the idea about yawning is that you're actually making your lungs more available to oxygen. And the idea being that you're tired, and that's why you yawn. And so by liberating surfactant by yawning, you're making your lungs more efficient.
Yeah. Marquita says, smiling, speaking highly of others, speaking negatively of others, and using unique phrases.
That's true. It's really easy, isn't it, to pick up what was one I was – John Wayne, a little not Little Missy. What was the – that he used – he used Pilgrim, but I'm trying to think. Hot damn. I for years used, because everybody around me used hot damn. I wasn't even sure exactly what it meant, but all right. Fair enough. Good perceptions. All right.
Margaret says – let's see. All good and bad. Children watch and learn. Speak and behave accordingly.
Wait a minute. Read that again. That seems...
Okay, I read it wrong. She says all. Her response is all. Good and bad. Children watch and learn and speak and behave accordingly.
So you're saying that all behavior is contagious.
Yeah.
Maybe the question is under what circumstances. It's an interesting perception that basically any behavior could be contagious, and the question is under what circumstances. And under, for example, I'm just trying to think of a behavior. I've seen behaviors I thought were not the least bit contagious and were absolutely bounded. I've seen somebody hit a kid in a store. And the group sort of came around and said, this isn't okay. So I suppose the behavior of somebody saying, no, you can't, you can't hit your kid, can I help you? My thing is not saying you can't hit your kid, my kid is, can I help you? It's just stopping the behavior. But no one else slapped their kid at the same time. So I do think there are behaviors that we sort of instinctively don't replicate, and ones that are probably easier to replicate. But your point is well taken. Context may matter. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
405.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Naomi? I hear you there. Naomi, get to the phone.
Hi.
There we go. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I know when you're hungry, you're hungry. We're all hungry today because we gave up lunch.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr.
You're welcome.
I'm calling you regarding my six-year-old son. Me and his dad are a little bit concerned about his behavior, and I just would like to get your opinion to see if it falls within normal guidelines or not. Really.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have two. I'm a six-year-old, two boys.
And how old's the other one?
Turning 4 in June.
Okay. So what's the behavior you're concerned about?
He seems to be really immature for his age. I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
For example, he does a lot of goofy baby talk. often with his brother, even though, and which he still calls him my baby brother. And we tell him he's not a baby, but he does a lot of baby talk, and he laughs about it uncontrollably. Then he still does some bathroom talk. We talked about it, but he still does it. He'll say some word, and he will keep laughing about it. He'll make up words. I know these are all like...
How does this kid do in school?
He's okay. There was some changes. I changed his school. He's in grade 1 right now. I changed him to a French school, and he went through a little bit of transition the first month.
Why did you change him?
Because I liked the school, and I wanted him to learn French.
You live in Canada?
Yes.
Okay, so how long had he been in the other school?
The new one?
No, the old one.
The first one, 2 years, kindergarten.
And then when did you change him to the new school?
This year, September this year, for grade 1.
Was he happy about the change or not?
Yeah, he loves the school.
Okay, so he's doing well in school, or not so well?
He's doing okay, he's average.
Okay, but the teachers aren't having a disciplinary problem with him or anything?
The first month when we first started school, I did get a few calls about his behavior, mainly was for attention or some inappropriate behavior, like hitting a friend in the playground, things like that. But lately I talked to her, she said that he's doing much better.
Because I think that's what he's doing at home as well. I mean, I think, look, he went from being, he was stressed because, do you stay home with a four-year-old?
I'm sorry?
Do you stay home with a four-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, listen, let me help you understand the world from your six-year-old's point of view.
Okay.
Number one, I used to be the king, and now I've got this crummy little brother who gets attention. And he gets attention from being a baby. So you know what? If I act like a baby, maybe I'll get attention. Duh.
Okay.
So that's part of six-year-old.
But he's very jealous of his brother.
Duh. I mean, of course he is. Number two, or number whichever number we're on, you know, I was okay in school. I was King Tut at school. And all of a sudden, I got moved to a different school. I don't know anybody, and it's hard. And so that's stressful. And my crummy brother gets to stay home with Mom. So what he's saying is that he's six. He's not very, I mean, he may be bright, but he's not sophisticated. He's six. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking, the more I act like a baby, maybe I'll get to stay home with Mom. And maybe I don't have to be in school. And at worst case, I can get Mom to, you know, I can get Mom to pay attention to me. Now, she may yell at me, but at least she'll pay attention to me. Because if I'm a good boy and go off to my room and do my homework, she pays attention to my crummy brother. So
I actually spend a lot of time with him.
Naomi.
Yes.
I'm not criticizing you as a mother.
No, Naomi,
listen to me. Listen. He had 100% of your time before. Even if you really shortchange your four-year-old, mm-hmm. he's still, from the six-year-old's point of view, he has to share you. He's not happy about that.
So
I'm not suggesting you're a bad mother. I'm suggesting that understand mm-hmm. that he had all of your time. He now has to share it. That's
right.
Not making him happy.
Okay.
So the way that we deal with this is we give him huge, huge attention for being a big boy, for being a big brother, for sitting with his brother and reading because he can read and his mm-hmm. four-year-old brother can't. And the baby talk we ignore.
Okay. Can I just say something? I did almost everything you said. I was realizing that he was...
What does almost everything mean?
I mean that I tried to compensate the fact that I spent time with... To the point that my husband said that I even neglect the four-year-old at times. Because I spent...
But Naomi...
Yes.
That isn't what I said. I didn't say neglect the four-year-old, and I said exactly the opposite. I said give him lots of attention for doing grown-up things, like reading to his brother that he can't do it, that he gets to be the big boy, that he gets to do things that the younger child can't do. So there's an advantage for him being the big boy, and you ignore all the baby talk.
Okay.
So how could you have done... So I don't think you did exactly what I said. Look, I'm not suggesting you're a bad mother. I'm suggesting you have a stressed six-year-old who's smart and manipulative. So you have to think like a six-year-old does. Ignore the baby behavior. He's doing fine at school, which means this is voluntary behavior, not involuntary. And give him huge amount of credit for when he, you know, go and sit with him when he does his homework. Have him read to his baby brother. Make him understand that there's a huge advantage to behaving in the way that you want him to behave. And ignore the other. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. The reason I called is, how do I keep from losing patience with my ailing father?
Well, remind you, it's really a good point. Remind yourself that someday you're going to be old. Take a deep breath. You know, my guess is if it were somebody else's ailing father, you would very likely be much calmer around them, because almost all of us are. We're much nicer to strangers. If you tell me something that your father does.
You mean that's annoying? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's just a. He plays the victim, and he does. He has Parkinson's disease, but okay. He's functioning very high.
Okay.
But he definitely is always, you know, I don't have enough money, and he has a little. He has enough money, or it's like, you know, nobody spends time with me, and
okay.
Things like that.
All right. So, how old is Dad?
80.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters?
One sister. And actually, that's what set me off, because I just found out that she's paying, you know, like $400 a month to help pay for a home care aide, which I just found out about. And she doesn't have a whole lot of money. I mean, she's working part-time, and I don't know.
John, it sounds like we're talking about a bunch of different things, so let's see if we can go through them in an orderly fashion.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, your sister's relationship with your dad. I'd stay out of it. I mean, I think that if you want to, if you found out and you felt that you'd like to contribute part of that, that's fine. But I think that they're allowed to work out their own relationship. She's a grown-up. He's a grown-up. She may be more susceptible to his manipulation than you are. Or not, but let's stay out of that one. In terms of your father playing the victim, let's look at that. And again, it's that if we think of people at the end of their life as being very similar to the people that they were at the first of their lives. In other words, it's not that our parents are childish. But they have, because they have a lot more skills, but they'll be just as manipulative, and they'll just as manipulative for the same reason that children are manipulative, and they have no power. So if you view your dad, for example, if you said to a 5-year-old, how are you feeling? They might say, not so good. And they may be feeling fine, but by the time a child is 5, they've figured out. If they say, I'm fine, then you'll go off to the next child or the next task or whatever. And if they say, oh, my tummy hurts, you'll say, well, where does it hurt? And what's that elderly people do exactly the same thing, except they're much better at it.
Right.
They've had a whole lifetime to figure out where our buttons are and what the terms are to say. And then they can say things like, well, when I die, and we go, ah! So understand that. So the first thing that you never say to an elderly parent is, how are you today? Because you're opening the Pandora's nasty box. What you can say is, if you're feeling terrific, there's a great new movie I thought that I would take you to this evening, and maybe we could stop and have an ice cream soda afterward. You're going to get a whole different response from that person than if you say, how are you feeling today? What are you doing? So think about your question before you ask it, and don't make it something that they can complain about, because they will.
I've noticed that. How do I get him to take better care of himself? And I guess maybe the answer is I can't.
Well, give me an example of better care.
Okay. Well, he takes about 11 pills. Some of them are for the Parkinson's, which is understandable. But then some are like, he can't pee, or he's having high, you know, he's irregular and stuff like that, because he doesn't eat any fiber and he doesn't drink water. And he really... I can see that he can't really cook for himself.
All right. Dad's alone? Mom's not around?
Yeah, no, she died when I was a kid.
Okay. What about, is it possible to get somebody in to cook for Dad? Like,
that's what's happening. That's what the issue with my sister is, you know, I just found out that she's, you know, paying for a lot of that. So.
Yeah.
So somebody is coming in.
And maybe if you live close enough, instead of calling Dad on the phone saying, hey, Dad, I thought I'd come over and make you a veggie burger. Veggie burgers have, well, and maybe don't tell them it's a veggie burger. Maybe just slop the cheese on it, you know, put the tomato, put the mustard, put the ketchup on it, and say, Dad, what do you think about this?
Wow, not bad. I get your point, though.
Yeah, if you treated your dad like a third cousin, you'd probably do better, because we don't get aggravated with our third cousins. We get aggravated with our parents, and part of the reason we get aggravated with our parents is we're feeling, damn, how come you're not taking care of me? And especially if we don't feel that we were parented terribly well as a child, all that resentment kind of bubbles up of, why should I have to take care of you when you never took care of me? But that's a therapeutic issue that really needs to be dealt with outside of the parent, asking the parent for what you want from them at that moment and treating them like a third cousin.
I didn't know you were a psychic also.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Fantastic. Thanks
all right.
A lot.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's indeed the phone number, which is, let me just translate it into numbers for you if that is a little easier. 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. Today or any particular day, we're talking about contagious behavior, and we don't, you know, in some ways it's kind of interesting because I remember, like, I was giving a speech maybe 15 years ago, and someone raised their hand and they said, "Was depression contagious?" And I thought it was such a cute question. And in some ways, it probably is, but we had basically thought of contagion as something that somebody sneezed on you and therefore you're going to get sick. But because the internet and talking about things going viral, that we should actually probably talk about them going bacterial, although viral may be more accurate because viruses are forever. And the internet is forever, which means unhappiness is forever. But there was a story, I don't think we actually did it, which is there's a new app now that will clean up your Facebook page so it doesn't look quite so smarmy when you go to look for a job, which is kind of like tattoo removals, right? The same kind of genre. Yeah. I'm convinced that tattoo removals and yeah. hearing aids are going to be growth industries. All right, so we're talking about contagious behavior. And as always, I mean, you guys just do a wonderful, you know, a wonderful job of taking questions that sometimes are, you know, if not trivial, at least certainly limited, but and making them into something much more impressive. So there you go. All right, so let's hear what else people are saying about contagion.
Just a few more here. Stephanie says, yes, she has a few of them. She says, kindness and paying it forward.
Yep.
And she also says overeating. She says, think of Thanksgiving and social events with family and friends where food is involved. If everyone around you is piling their plate with food, it is more likely that you do the same.
That one is probably a little more problematical for me. I'll tell you what other things that I think are contagious are buffets. I think they're just incredibly dangerous and should probably be made against the law. Just because, yeah. I mean, once you know all that food's there, and you know, I don't know, it's troublesome. But I'm not sure that I'm that much influenced by other people. I'll tell you one of the things I am influenced by, and maybe this is what you're talking about as well, is dessert. If I go to a restaurant and the other person doesn't eat dessert, if they don't eat dessert, I don't eat dessert. If they eat dessert, and it's always sharing, I really try very hard to convince people to share with me.
Especially chocolate, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually pretty good at sharing. So there you go. But if other people don't have dessert, I don't have dessert either. I started drinking iced decaf because I'll put enough... did you see they're taking aspartame out of Pepsi?
I did see that the
after all these years.
Yeah.
Crazy. Which doesn't make any sense. I mean, it was a hugely controversial in the 80s, but now they're deciding, I don't know, maybe there's some new research that they're not sharing with us, but they're taking it out of Pepsi. I use Splenda rather than... which I'm sure is terrible for you as well. I mean, one of the problems about these new kinds of things is whatever the new one is, they say, oh, it's been heavily tested. But, you know, it may be heavily tested, but it hasn't been around for very long. And we know some of these things just take a while to manifest. So, but they're taking it out of Pepsi, out of Diet Pepsi. It's apparently also in Diet Coke. Look, let's face it, that the sugary drinks, soft drinks, are terrible for you. The diet ones are terrible for you. The stuff they put in them, all the dyes they put in them are terrible for you. And the bubbles aren't good for you. Other than that, they're perfect. So none of us should be drinking them, but all of us do. What can I tell you? Or I don't drink very much. Do you drink diet sodas?
Not really. I try to avoid it. I try to avoid diet and regular altogether just because it's
not good for you.
Yeah. I mean, on occasion, if it's like from at like a barbecue or something, I might have one or two, but I don't. It's not something I like to indulge in every day or...
Well, I basically don't buy it. I have a friend who brings me... Well, the only one that I ever drink is caffeine-free Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do the caffeine under any circumstances.
Yeah.
And so... And it's kind of like instead of a dessert, I'll try... You know, I'll do something like that.
I used to love drinking Sprite a lot when I was a kid, when I was... Probably in middle school and high school, Sprite was like...
That was your drug of choice.
That was it. I loved Sprite. And even now, I still like it. I just...
What's the one? It's not Mountain Dew, but there's one that has basically... It's clear. And it's actually very good. The diet one is pretty good. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
It's like a citrus one?
Yeah.
Like Mountain Dew, kind of?
Yeah, but it's not Mountain Dew.
Clear.
Yeah, and it's not, I'm trying to think, something spring maybe. It's not Irish Spring, it's obviously soap. But it's something. That doesn't help, does it?
Is it made by Pepsi or Coke?
I don't know. I just know it's clear, and I haven't seen it very often.
Maybe I'll do some digging around.
Yeah.
Next break.
Yeah, somebody, it's two words, I think. It's like, it's not Mountain Dew, but it's two words. And I think it has spring in it. I think it has the word spring in it.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. So let's do some more contagion.
Sally Ann just says slumping.
Does she mean bad posture?
That's what I'm thinking that she meant.
Although, I'll tell you, bad posture tends to straighten. When I see somebody, and I can be a little bit careless sometimes, but when I see bad posture, I tend to sit up straighter.
Oh, so
and part of it, yeah, I do, because it looks so uncomfortable. And when I was a kid, my pediatricians had a nurse whose name was Gloria. And Gloria was the one, Dr. Friedman was the one who was charming, and he was just like an old-fashioned country doctor. And Gloria was the one who gave you the shots. And Gloria at the time, I think she was what probably would have been called an old maid then, which would be a little crude. I mean, she was a really nice person, but she was about 6'2 or 6'3. Now, I realize I was short, but I think she was tall and thin, and she had dark hair, and she wore glasses, and she would slump. And I can remember thinking that it just made her look unwieldy as opposed to shorter. And then when I got my height, I'd been the same height. I'm just under 5'9", and I've been that height since I was 12. And so at 12, boys are like 2 feet tall. So the idea being that, you know, I would try and be... But Gloria had convinced me that slumping doesn't make you look short. It just makes you look ungainly. So I was never a slumper.
One more here before we go to break.
Okay.
George says, laughing and the and abuse of discretion and power.
I think let's start next hour with that, because I have some comments about all three of them. 855-99-3756. I would love to hear from you on the phone. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.